This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Step up, son.
You're 2 pounds heavier than when you came to camp, but we can fix that. All we have to do is decrease his food intake and increase his metabolic output. All right, step on the scale, son. Muscle weighs more than fat.
And Brendan Sprague.
7-minute abs, and we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk. If you're not happy with the first 7 minutes, we're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Maybe at the end of the show, we'll both take our clothes off, you Armani and me mine, and we'll just give it to the audience. What do you think?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, as we are every day. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got some blood work done yesterday at a doctor appointment.
How's your blood looking?
And I'll tell you, man, there's nothing weirder than going through the numbers when they send them to you.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of, I saw a lot of normal, mostly normal.
Mostly good blood work.
There was one I'd never heard of that categorized me as low.
Oh.
And I was low the last time I did blood work.
What are you low in, man? You got low T over there? You need to up your T?
It's not testosterone.
No, T.
It was,
how's your T, Schulte? You got
anion,
good T? Pretty good.
Anion gap?
Anion gap, huh?
Yeah.
I'm high on anion gap.
It's basically the how your kidneys are functioning.
Ah.
And so high is a little more problematic than low.
Yes, I would imagine so.
But
how do you get your kidneys pumping better?
If you are low, it could indicate some things, but I read about it, and even though I'm technically on the low level, I don't fall into a dangerously low
level.
Okay,
so you're feeling good? Feeling good at your blood work?
I'm feeling okay about the blood work.
You passed your physical in the trade?
I did.
Is that a part of the new contract we just signed? They made you go pass a physical?
Sprague, you want to sign this deal? You need to turn and cough.
3-year deal. We're going to have to grab you down there and give me a... Okay, you're good to go.
I did tell my doctor, I go, hey, I do constantly think I'm dying. My heart will feel weird for a second, and my knee feels weird. She goes, yeah, well, you know, men 35 to 65 tend to just be hypochondriacs.
Yeah.
I said, really?
That sounds about right.
She said, yeah, I get guys in here all the time. They think they're dying. They're perfectly fine.
And then, they miss the 45-year-old with a widowmaker. But, you know, doctors need to take people more seriously. Men are hypochondriacs, but we do need to.
Spending a lot of money to be taken seriously.
That's yeah.
I'm spending a lot of money to be a hypochondriac. I would like you to take my fake and not real concerns very seriously.
To defend
please.
My doctor a little bit here,
yeah.
She had gotten all of my, like, my blood pressure.
She had all that stuff ready to go.
There was a lot of information she had.
You're doing fine.
You know, I'm not the most healthy-looking individual, but I think I'm healthy-ish
really?
Looking, and so...
You look fine. You're not the most healthy-looking. You look great.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't think she saw me and was like, oh, yeah, I definitely think your heart problem's real. I think she was like... Hey,
I think you're going to be okay.
I think that's called heartburn.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
that's normal.
A little too much Tabasco sauce maybe at dinner time. A little too much hot sauce on the old dinner plate. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I'm glad your blood work is looking good. I am wondering if anybody can make this one make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a news story that came out yesterday. And I looked at the headline, did a double take, looked at it again, made sure I wasn't getting NBA centeled. A head coach signed a contract extension in college football yesterday. And that head coach was Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. Don't get it. Can anybody make this make sense?
He got to a title. He got to a playoff with Cincinnati. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Different team in 2021. His 2 years as head coach at Wisconsin, he was 7-6 in year one. They technically give him the credit for the win in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. He was one of those weird head coaches that like took over and then he's actually one game below 500. Because I don't count that.
Wait, they're counting that.
They count the bowl win that he was the head coach of the bowl game when he took over. And that's exactly what I said. So his record in 2 years at Wisconsin, he was 7-6 in year one.
Yeah.
He was 5-7 in year two. He is technically 12-13 as a head coach with an 8-10 Big Ten record. And one of the guys that I feel like if I would have done a random segment yesterday on the show and said, hey, Sprague, give me like give me coaches that are going into this season with a lot of pressure.
He would have definitely
he's
been on my
list. I don't know if he's top two, top three, top five.
Yeah.
At some point after you go through like, all right, Cristobal Ball probably should do something. Lincoln Riley at USC. Like you start getting through the weeds on this stuff, you would eventually get to Luke Fickell. And they gave him a contract extension yesterday until the 2031 season.
So I was reading about this and I wanted to make sure I took note of this. I guess Wisconsin does this for everybody in every sport.
They just give him extensions, blanket extensions.
So in addition to Fickell, they also announced extensions for their volleyball coach and soccer coach. They basically, they don't say it directly, but they view it as a good faith way of doing business.
We trust you and we believe in you.
Here's another year. Now here's where it gets weird.
Don't worry about getting fired.
What's that buyout now?
Do people not remember that Nebraska literally did this with Scott Frost? After his first 2 years in Lincoln, they gave him a contract extension, to which most Nebraska fans were still a little bit in the honeymoon phase.
But at least that was their guy.
He was their guy.
That's our guy.
Hey, you know, he helped us win a national title, so let's keep him around for a little bit longer. And it ended up costing them a significant amount of money.
Oregon had, look, they didn't end their season well, but like in one of their regular season games that I think if you play that game in a simulation 10 times, they lose it maybe 7-8. That's one of the worst offensive performances I've ever watched in my life, what Wisconsin was doing against Oregon.
That was Wisconsin football for the majority of the year.
Agree 100%. And I don't want to also make it sound like I'm not giving Oregon's defense the proper credit there.
How dare you?
They were a nightmare for that offensive line. But also, my God, they did not have a quarterback that could throw a football.
No.
And I'm sitting there going, this coach is supposed to be an offensive genius.
Yeah.
This is what his thing is. How are they this bad? And that was the game I thought Oregon, if they were going to lose a regular season game, based on how it was played.
The schedule and the way everything broke out.
I think that was the end of their long little run without a bye. That was the game you circle and go, okay. And then you get to the game, and Oregon plays exactly how people were afraid they'd play. But Wisconsin was just so bad that they couldn't lose that game. And I don't know. I have no answer for this.
He was making $7.7 million. He was the 18th highest paid coach in the country. It's not like he was making $2 million a year.
It's almost like when an NBA team gives a contract. Like, I saw a lot of this reaction to Ingram and the Toronto Raptors. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I kind of get it. Like, you get a wing. Whatever. 3-year deal.
Well, there's a salary floor in the NBA, too, so you got to spend a certain amount of money.
I look at this and I go, who was taking him from you?
Who was poaching Luke Fickell right now?
What school was like, you know what we need right now? We're baking a great cake. We need a little Fickell. Where's the Fickell? What cabinet's the Fickell in?
Cincinnati might call him and say, can you come back, please? You were the last time we were relevant.
They bit against themselves on this one. This was absolutely insane. It's like that episode of Ted Lasso when Jamie Tartt's being bid on by women, and his own girlfriend's the one that's leading the bid.
Yeah, I'm like, buying him.
What are you doing here, Wisconsin? You didn't need to do this.
They're also, and maybe to your point, this is a, you know, the Wisconsin way of we're going to give you a vote of confidence, because I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. Now, maybe I end up being wrong on this. They're going to have a bad year this year. Wisconsin, remember when the schedule was released last year, they had that like Florida-type schedule this year.
Yeah.
They play at Alabama in non-conference.
It's a loss.
Not winning that game. You go on the road to Michigan. I don't think you would have beat Michigan. I don't know if they played Michigan last year. Probably going to lose that game. Iowa at home's not a gimme with the way they play defense. That'll be a 6-3 game. You get Ohio State. You have to go at Oregon.
Loss.
You get Washington at home, who should be better next year than they were this past year.
Yeah.
You go to Indiana. I don't know what they're going to be this year, but they got a transfer quarterback. We'll see. You get Illinois at home, who's bringing a ton of guys back.
Yeah.
And you got to go row the boat in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
Like, this is a they have a brutal schedule this year.
What do they do if they win three games?
But yeah, they go 3-9.
You can't fire him.
Well, at this point, no, his buyout's now $40 million because they added another year on his contract. So no, they're not going to buy him out.
You know.
So I wonder if that was, to your point, maybe it was the Wisconsin saying, hey, we know this year's going to suck. The schedule's brutal.
Like, some good faith.
Let's we'll have let a good, build. We still trust in you. And then the next, I don't know, this one made no sense.
But it's, to a certain extent, like, much the way that you said you need to be patient but find out quick with Scoot, I'll kind of say something in similar fashion here. I at least appreciate a school maybe going, let's breathe a little bit. Let's not react to 2 years.
Sure, I wouldn't ask him for him to be fired this year.
He's trying to bring a new philosophy, and then now it seems like he figured out his philosophy won't work, so he's kind of having to morph as a coach from like an air raid guy to a...
Yeah, that wasn't what he was at Cincinnati, but he tried to do it at Wisconsin.
Yeah, and like I thought maybe it would work because he had such great success, and like, oh, it gets really cold. It's hard to throw the rock there. So maybe get back to the roots of what Wisconsin is, right? Fat boys and running the football. Lean into it. I appreciate that. I also am like, I don't know how much longer of patience you have in this sport.
How long in modern college football is it fair to give a coach? Not at a small, like, we don't have any money to spend. Wisconsin's got money. They're in the Big Ten.
4 to 5 years for most?
I would, without the transfer
portal?
Without the portal. I would say 4 to 5 years is totally fair. Full recruiting cycle. You can't overhaul your roster every offseason. That's not the world we live in anymore, man.
I think it's more 3-4.
3 to 4 years?
4-5 to more 3-4 of like... But you can't be too bad in your first 2 years. You need to at least make me feel, even if you're not great, I can watch you and go, I see it. I know.
Can you show me flashes that you're heading in the right direction?
Like, that scoreboard doesn't indicate it's there, but I'm watching it. I'm seeing it. You can see it building.
And has Wisconsin shown you that at all in 2 years?
Not for me. I haven't watched every single game, but when I do catch their games.
I mean, maybe if they pull off that upset against Oregon, they feel differently. They would have gone to a bowl game if they won that game.
Yeah, maybe at that point. But I don't know. I think it's in 3 to 4. You know what's funny? It's a different sport, but it's the same level. Patino said this yesterday. St. John's beat DePaul, and Patino was asked about a high school recruiting. And I caught wind of this because I think it kind of applies to college in football in some ways. Patino was asked, hey, how do you think you're building in high school recruiting? Because I guess his class isn't very good. Mm. And he straight up says, oh, we're not recruiting high school kids.
We don't care.
We're losing this kid, and this kid. I can't replace them with high school kids. I got these other high school kids from last year that are going to come back. He's basically saying, we're going portal, buddy.
We're going to go find guys who can play right away.
We're top 10. Yeah. I'm not taking this giant step back to appease some archaic base of like, you got to recruit the New York City kids. He'll get them. They'll go JUCO. They'll go lower level or other D1, and then they'll portal over to St. John's. That's how he's going to do this. It's how he did it at Louisville. And I just thought that was eye-opening because I think a lot of college football coaches, they care about high school recruiting.
Yeah.
But I think when you say patience and how long do you allow to build, the portal has changed, I think, those expectations because of so many. Oregon is doing great in high school recruiting. They got a lot of homegrown talent. They also have plugged and played in a lot of key spots for their team. And so I think you're seeing these schools try to do this kind of even divide in a certain way of... I'm going to do portal here, 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 and then hope that my high school kids are developing and growing here, 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 and there.
It's interesting when you look at the Big Ten, too, because we all know who the top 3 or 4 teams-ish will be kind of every year, right? That's not going to change. Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, Michigan, if they figure it out with their new quarterback. If you're buying stock in a team after that, where would your stock go? I give you, like, Illinois stock, Wisconsin stock with Fickell, Matt Rhule at Nebraska.
Yeah.
You go Fish at Washington. I mean, all these teams were in that like 5 to 6 to 7 win range. Can anybody step up to the next level?
Well, you're playing a guessing game at that point, and then you're giving a take that's either going to age horribly or it's going to age okay. I mean, I kind of generally think I trust Bielema to kind of be what they were last year, maybe again, if not a little better.
They won
better.
10 games, man. They beat South Carolina. They got a lot of guys returning next year.
Tough thing. It's not an anti-Washington
Jonathan Smith at Michigan State. Yeah.
A big year for Childs. If Childs can take a step, there's a possibility they are in that.
He's encroaching that territory. Then you got guys like Cignetti who do it right out of the gate, and everybody says, wait, why can't our guy do that?
Well, he brought his entire team.
He brought the team in, and it was all transfer guys, and look at that. We won right out of the gate.
I don't know which one I truly would tell you I'd put the chips on. I do think there's like like three or four of these dudes. I think Rhule and Nebraska are, they should take a step this year with Raiola.
It's a big year for him too, man.
Yeah, hell, even PJ Fleck, man. Like, I know he's not everybody's favorite. I know he loses a lot of like games. You're like, what? Yeah. Respectable. Minnesota's respectable.
They're respectable. They're winning 7 to 9 games seemingly every year.
He's created a good culture there, yes. I would say, so far.
A winning program.
So it's hard to really put Fickell above all those guys. Yeah. I'm not saying he can't do it. It just, it's hard to see what 2 years has been with him and say, yeah, confidently Luke Fickell's going to be in that next batch.
Especially considering their schedule next year, and just there hasn't been, to your point, a lot of those indicators of like, oh, I could see this, this, and this is why they're heading in the right direction. There hasn't been a lot of that yet with
how did they do in the Wisconsin portal?
I don't know off the top of my head. I genuinely don't know.
Because in 2026 recruiting, by the way, your Duckies are number one there.
Yes, they are, Bob.
Wisconsin in 2026. Man.
I mean, they put their eggs last year in the Tyler Van Dyke basket, who was the transfer from Miami, and he tore his ACL in the Alabama game in the first half and missed the rest of the year.
Make sure I don't have this wrong. I'm looking at 2026 high school recruiting.
Which would be, that's a pivotal year for him.
They're not even in the top 50.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Illinois is 6.
That's a problem.
And I know it's early for 2026, and a lot of this can change. But, like, I'm going through this, and I'm like, Boston College, TCU.
That's an issue. Because you've had 2-3 years to build those
Minnesota's
relationships.
Minnesota's 31st. They're ahead of Miami, right? Like Maryland has been terrible under that guy. I'm not even seeing Wisconsin in the top 50.
Oopsies.
That Oregon State's ahead of them.
It's a bit of a red flag right there, Bob. But let's give the guy a contract extension. That happened yesterday. Didn't make any sense to me. I'm just glad we're all in the same thought process there. Let's get to a couple of NFL odds and ends. We already have scheduling announcements coming out. Huh? Does that move the needle for you? Another franchise tag getting handed out. Quarterback drama all over the place.
We got a suspension in the
NBA. In the NBA that just came down.
Smells weird.
Ooh, what's going on there? We'll get to all of that. Still to come. Back after this on The Fam.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, have you guys been taking your meds? We'll get to that here in a moment. Are you taking the right meds?
No.
Right now, did you know the time is running out to enter the daily Slam Dunk in Vegas contest? Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to 1080 The Fan or any participating station listed each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. And the winner of this national contest will receive travel for four. That's the winner, plus three guests and a 5-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination and home for the biggest March Hoops party at the Stadium Swim. Plus, I'm not done yet, $5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the College Basketball Championships contest and Sunday. So keep listening each day for at least an hour. For more information, go to 1080thefan.com. That's how you nail a read right there.
That was my 60 minutes.
Knocked it out of the park. I'm Bob Wallace.
I got to take my wife to Stadium Swim. That sounds like fun.
Dude, oh, that looks place amazing. Looks yeah. incredible.
What a great concept. Whoever came up with that, thank you, because all of our wives of big sports fans like us, they will enjoy themselves while we are in Vegas. It's pretty cool.
Bobby Portis just got suspended 25 games.
That's basically the rest of the season.
Basically the rest of the year. Yeah. For violating the league's anti-drug policy.
And Portis's camp has already responded to this. He took tramadol.
Tramadol
was what he tested positive for,
which is an opiate
that is not allowed in NBA rulebook. He is claiming, and his camp is claiming, that I did not mean to take tramadol. I was trying to take toradol, which is, I believe, allowed by the NBA.
Isn't that like more of like a stronger ibuprofen or something like toradol is?
Toradol is a pain reliever. It's a very big pain reliever. And ask any former football player like Jason Sikanik.
They lived on it.
They lived on it when they played football, right? I mean, that just was a very normal thing.
Yeah.
So that's what he's claiming there was a mix-up and somebody mispronounced tramadol with toradol, and he is now suspended and appealing his 25-game suspension.
I actually believe him here.
Do you believe him here?
Yeah, I can see how you can get mixed up like that. Toradol, tramadol.
This would be
you
the
see the
best.
Doll.
This would be the best excuse, I think, of all of them.
I mean, like, it's pretty good.
It's
right?
a pretty good excuse.
Manny,
I don't know if I believe him, but it's a pretty good excuse.
You think he's taking this just to take it?
It's an opiate. He might have a drug problem. I don't know.
Maybe. He also could have back pain.
He very well could.
He's almost 7 feet.
You know what helps with back pain?
Toradol.
Opioids.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too. Yeah. You know,
now, just many of these athletes have been like, oh, I was prescribed something out of the country and I didn't know. This actually sounds like a legitimate excuse.
Well, I mean, look, we all know Barry Bonds never took steroids. It was a cream and clear and he didn't know. People just rubbing stuff on him. He didn't know what's going on in his body.
That's the guy in the prison cell was saying, huh?
No injections.
Greg Anderson.
I don't know why that guy's in prison. He won't talk. Why won't he want to talk? I don't know.
Bro.
Come on. He's in prison because he was a bad guy, man. You put the bad guys away. That's what we do.
When his head got smaller post the playing career, like, did he feel it getting smaller?
I wonder how that works.
Because clearly it got a little smaller.
It absolutely got a little smaller.
Yeah, that was a
his
big
whole
dollar.
Body got a lot smaller.
Well, he was biking.
He
Andrew.
Was yes, that's right.
He was biking all over San Francisco.
He just stopped lifting weights. He didn't want to lift weights anymore, man.
He looked good at the All-Star game.
I mean, he's in really good shape.
Yeah.
He's always been in good shape. He had a brief period there where he was a little bit stronger than others.
Make jokes about Barry Bonds. I loved watching Barry Bonds play. I know what happened. I also don't care enough. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't mean to turn this into a steroid conversation. Bobby Portis, though, from Milwaukee, I'm going to give you my non-educated NBA take on this.
Okay.
This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I would say so.
Pretty big deal. He's a pretty big, reliant role.
They're a little thin there.
Pretty big, important role player for the Milwaukee Bucks this year.
Yes, yeah.
And they're now going to be without him for the rest of the season, and they are trying to fight off the Pistons for the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference.
He's just a solid vet that you want. Now, he's not quite what he was when they won the championship, or they were, Bobby. But he stayed, and he's a hero in that city forever because of that chip. It hurts. I think he's going to appeal it. I think he'll end up actually getting this reduced.
You think he wins? You think this works?
How do you prove this?
I mean, pictures of a bottle saying, hey, here's what I was supposed to
his
take.
His agent just sent it.
Well, the bottle's not going to say toradol. Why did tramadol get in the bottle?
Hold on.
No. He's saying he thought he was taking one or the other. He can just say, like, this is what I was given, and I just stupidly thought it was something else.
Bobby,
this, to me, seems like a provable thing.
Bobby unintentionally took a pain medication called tramadol, thinking he was taking a pain medication called toradol. Toradol is an approved medication that he has used previously and that teams and players use for pain inflammation at times. Tramadol, however, is not approved pain medication and was recently added to the banned substances list this spring.
So where did he get the tramadol from?
So the tramadol pill he took from an assistant of his with a valid prescription for the painkiller, which he mistakenly told Bobby was toradol.
He's taking pain pills off of his assistant?
This was, again, an honest mistake that was made because of the similarity in the names of the drugs.
I'm not buying this for a second.
And the fact that they
very similar purposes. Taking the assistant's pain medication?
Yeah.
Why is the assistant giving him...
The assistant has his pain medication and mistakenly, according to this, gave him tramadol.
The
instead of the toradol.
I don't know. Sure. I don't like hearing...
I'm going to go check out Ryan Braun's website now.
So these are Bobby Portis's drugs that they're saying the assistant just gave
like your
him.
Grandma's Sunday through Saturday drug?
He's got an assistant guy with a pill pad?
Hey, give me Tuesday.
Give me Tuesday's pills? I'm not buying this.
As long as this isn't like...
It's a good argument, but I'm not buying it.
As long as this isn't like a Tyler Skaggs situation where like the Angels employee that was giving him really, really big amounts of painkillers. Like,
I don't know.
I know they're randomly tested, but like...
Maybe he was trying to have some fun on an All-Star break.
I'm
going to
give you a hot take, dude. I think I kind of believe it.
I think this is
really stupid on his assistant's part, and he's just going to take whatever pill his assistant gives him.
Well, people are saying that toradol is an injection.
There's...
Can you get Toradol in pill form?
I think you can.
Their statement that's is his whole argument. Like it's pill form.
Which would be really funny if you couldn't get it in pill form, because then he would be even more illegal.
Well, if that's true, then those listeners and everybody else in America is absolutely right.
Toradol is available as an oral tablet.
As an oral tablet.
Yeah, I just wanted to say oral, but yeah, there we go.
I mean, like somebody said, come on, Dirt, innocent until guilty. Exactly, this isn't that big of a deal. Like, he's Bobby Portis
is fine. Let the system play out, my man.
I'll let the system play out.
Don't throw the book at this guy yet.
I'm going to give you my judgment right out of the gate.
I can tell.
I will hear all available information as the judge in this case, but my initial reaction is, come on.
White guy in USA jersey ruling against Bobby Portis. I'm stunned.
What did Man Ram say?
How many of these guys who have made the argument, and I know steroids are different than an opioid, but it's a banned substance, right? It's a substance suspension. How many of the arguments have ended up being right? Can you think of one off the top of your head?
The Ryan Braun
of a guy
one
who was
then,
yeah, I mean,
found to be actually incorrect.
Yes, they overturned it and then they re-overturned the overturn.
Let's see.
There's not many. It's like a handful or less.
I remember when Melky Cabrera tested positive for the Giants. He was having an awesome first half. He went down a whole rampage of like creating all this fake information and a fake website. It was a massive web of lies, dude. That guy went all out and they were like, nah, it's
ready for the season, buddy.
You're out for the rest of the year. Still won the World Series that year.
I'm trying to find one.
I'm going through right now. I'm getting a lot of Russian athlete ones that were not over.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, I can't. Besides Ryan Braun, which was fake, I cannot think of any major like prolific athlete.
This does remind me.
I'm a little biased in this.
Is it Shakari Richardson when she had the track thing in Eugene?
That was weed, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I remember that.
I mean,
being,
that's just
like,
dumb because you shouldn't be suspended
so
for weed.
So stupid.
Yeah, that one. That's really dumb.
Smoked a joint. My mom was
in
dead.
Eugene, Oregon. Yeah. I don't know if you know
you
this.
You are looking live.
There's a lot of weed in Eugene, Oregon.
Shocking.
I know. I was there for 4 years.
The
a lot of weed.
Town just smells like weed.
So somebody said, if the bottle doesn't fit, you must have quit. Some validity to that. We'll wait and see how it all plays out. Bobby Portis saying, no, I just took the wrong meds, man.
Get to that point of your life when you do have that 7-day-a-week pill container that your grandparents have.
That can't be a good feeling.
How do they make me feel?
Are you think that's true?
I'm really looking forward to Thursdays.
Any Toradol in there?
Thursdays, man. I'm on a rocket ship to the moon, favorite day of the week, baby.
Feeling good, baby. Feeling good. Hey, we got early scheduling announcements, maybe franchise tags, and more NFL odds and ends. That's all next. First year Schultz with SportsCenter. Fun ask from a listener at the Vancouver Ford text line after the last segment. Who has more career earnings, Bobby Portis or Melky Cabrera?
It's got to be Bobby.
Melky
got a big contract, but he also played in an era where the big contract was like $13 to $15 million.
I'm going to actually guess Cabrera narrowly, but I'll look it up right now.
I got the numbers in front of me.
Oh,
I pulled them up. I did.
Career
yeah, I
earnings.
Know the answer to this. Career earnings.
I'm going to go Cabrera.
You're going to go Cabrera? Corn Pop over there is on Bobby Portis.
I say Portis.
Melky Cabrera in his career, which ended in 2019, was his last year in the big leagues. $72.8 million.
Oh, Portis is going to win. I think Portis signed a, what, $49 million deal?
Bobby Portis' career earnings, $64.6 million.
Oh.
So he eventually will win?
If he ever plays again.
At this moment, no.
He's got a player option for next year at $13 million. So
if he
that
can't
would
stop doing tramadol.
I mean, he can pick. He's going to pick up his player option, though. Unless there's a thing in there that says they
I mean,
he can't pick it up
thing.
For a drug thing.
Yeah, there's a.
So know. That next year of the deal would put him at, you know, what would that be? 64 plus 77 million. So next year would put him over
but
the
at
top.
This point, it's
but
been
at
Melky.
At this point, it is Melky Cabrera.
Yeah.
It was announced, I don't even know when this came out. Everything's a blur at this point. I don't know what day it is anymore. But did you know?
Thursday.
The Chargers are going to Brazil, baby.
Yeah, we didn't get to that yesterday.
No, that came out the other day. They are going to host the second ever game in Brazil. We don't know they're going to play yet, so nice announcement. But the Chargers will be a part of the game.
I did. I quite enjoyed the LeVar Arrington Brady Quinn radio show after us filling in for Colin.
having one of the more unusual segments I've ever heard, and their opening rant was about this, and I went, really?
An opening segment where
Chargers in Brazil.
Catch the fever, dude. People are on board. Jim Harbaugh, year two, top five quarterback, sky's the limit, who cares about playoff results?
I think Harbaugh knows.
Let's go to Brazil, baby.
What a BBL is?
I don't think he does. Hmm. I think he's out of the loop on it. He'll find out when he's in Sao Paulo. He'll find out when he's down there, but I don't think he knows that off the top of his head.
Just ask a woman with a BBL.
You got milk?
No, I mean, like, really, do you got milk?
Do we also believe, so part of this is that if you remember back, the game this year in Brazil was Eagles and Packers?
I do remember that. The field sucked.
And the NFL
Jordan Love got hurt.
Already coming out saying, don't worry, guys.
Oh, I'm sure they're on.
We're working very aggressively on making sure the field conditions will be much better this time around in Brazil.
Wasn't that also the game where they told the players not to leave?
I believe that was the game, yeah.
Because they're worried about, like, gang
I think it was the green
stuff.
Color for both the teams, colors, and it's like the right. rival gang of that area is green, and they were like, don't go out with team-affiliated gear. Let's just stay at the hotel.
Wear bright blue.
And then people were like, don't let your family come either. Let's just fly in and fly out for this one and not spend a lot of time extending
in Brazil. I hate these games. I think this, like, I get why they're doing it. It is, to their credit, it's working. They're getting viewership numbers up. All throughout these different countries in the world. So to their credit, they're winning the argument. I just hate this. I hate this so much.
Yeah, I tend to agree with
playing
you there.
Bad conditions, playing a country most people can't even afford to go to, in some cases lose a home game for it. I just not a fan.
Not a fan either. But that was announced the other day. So we'll wait. I love too that the NFL announced this, like tried to roll this out. We don't know who the opponent is.
Yeah, is there a reason we
let's
just
give
got
you a
Chargers?
Press release. With one of the two teams.
But is there a reason the Chargers were like some big rollout for them? Because that's not a very popular franchise.
Hey, speak for yourself. All right.
Oh, I'm just being honest. They're not. They're not. What are you, a Charger fan now?
That's my guy! Who's got it better than us?
I don't think anybody does.
He's our guardian of victory.
He's terrible in that game.
That's my guy!
In a playoff game. Clutch gene.
Can he not win the big one? Is that you're telling me? Can't win the big one?
No. Rose Bowl wasn't
Herbert,
big enough.
Not big enough. That one didn't count. Can't win the big one. Pac-12 title didn't count.
Not big enough.
Not big enough.
No, you elevate. It's the
NFL. He's our guardian of victory.
He's not your guardian of victory in the big one.
No,
well. No. Is Brazil a big one? Does that count as a big one? Do we have to see who the opponent is? Is that counties or no counties?
They got some big ones in Brazil, but it doesn't count as a big one. There's a big Jesus in Brazil.
Very big Jesus in Brazil.
Massive Jesus.
I've seen
in
that
Brazil.
Big Jesus.
You've been to the big Jesus?
I have been to Rio.
Really?
There's a picture of me at the base of the big Jesus with my grandparents.
Look at you, Schultz.
Are you religious?
I mean, I believe in God, yes. So I thought I was
you
cool.
You believe in Jesus God or like a general idea of God?
Oh, God, let's not get into
let's
this.
Not. You know what? I believe that there
is an offensive question.
No, it's not, but I don't want to get attacked from one side on the freaking text line. No. I do
Why
believe
are you
in
get
Jesus.
Attacked?
I do believe in God.
Nope.
I believe in an afterlife. We'll stop. We're done.
What? Why would you get attacked?
It's divisive right now.
Shut up about the sun.
Really?
Shut up about the sun.
Religion's not hot right now, bro.
Did you stop over there? God.
I'd argue religion is on fire.
What the hell's the matter with you? What's your review of Brazil? Cool country?
I mean, it was fun, but I stayed with people. You guys are making the point. Like, if you have money, it's great there. But there is a lot of people that it's just not a great time for. And hosting international events, like the Olympics didn't go that well. So I use that as a barometer. I mean, World Cup, I don't use that one because that's soccer and that's always been big there. But they just don't have big events that go well.
Imagine
Carnival is also a very scary event while you're there.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't be doing this thing where security is needed and it just can't happen.
Make them swim in the Amazon with anacondas.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
Who's really going to win this race?
Who can survive?
What's your favorite book? Matthew?
Would you guys ever want to travel internationally to see your team play? Would you ever have a desire to do that?
Probably Luke. Maybe?
Any team?
I feel like
Are you an Acts 2 guy?
No, my window already passed because I would have wanted to see Japan.
Ichiro Mariner.
Yeah, the Mariners
Japan.
Trip to Japan.
That would have been one you would want to go to?
Yeah, that probably would have been the one.
Do I have the money to do it?
You got the money to do it.
You tell me the
Braves, Niners, Blazers.
If the Blazers are playing a basketball game near the Amalfi Coast.
Hell yeah. That's a two-for-one package you're down with.
Hopefully they don't shoot as bad as Draymond's kid in that Kia commercial.
What if they go over to, like, Paris? They play a random game in Paris.
Because
didn't the NBA
cliff.
Just go to Paris? And wasn't Wemby just back
Wemby
over there?
Was just in Paris.
So we play the Spurs in Paris.
Oui, oui. If I can afford it, I'd do it.
You do it, yeah.
I'm thinking about going to Talladega.
real roots of this world.
That's right. You do believe in God, don't you?
What is your favorite book? You never gave us the answer on
that. Oh, you're legitimately asking me?
I used to be able to recite all the books in order.
Really? What
books? I did, yeah. My Sunday
you're
school days.
My favorite book of the Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, Habakkuk, just because of the weird name. Habakkuk. In Portuguese, it's Habakkuk. So there you go. Fun fact for you. Talking
struck
about Brazil
me as a revelations man.
I like cookies. Let's close it up next on the fam. Well, there's only one place to end today. Actually, hold on. Let me answer the poll questions first, and then we'll end there. Let's see what we got from yesterday. You guys ready? We'll see what Core Pop thinks about these. You can get to vote on the ones yesterday. We asked you, fair or foul, Brewers owner Mark Atanasio? I don't know how to say his last name.
Clearly.
Said at spring training, is it my job to win the World Series or is it my job to provide a summer of entertainment and passion in a way for families to come together?
What an ass.
Fair or foul? Fair, what's your baby. Vote, Schultzy? Foul?
Those should be one and the same, so foul. He's an idiot.
Foul did win 51.6 to 48.4.
That right there. That right
very
there.
Very narrow. Uh-oh, here he goes.
Well,
here
but
he goes.
That's he Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Dude, look at him! Look at that!
We're talking about another team that's not at all related to our area, yet our fans barely tick the side of, no, we need to care about winning.
I actually defended him yesterday.
He did, yeah.
They're the Milwaukee Brewers. Do you know how many years they didn't even make the playoffs before he bought them? Are you aware of the stat?
Probably a lot.
25.
All I know is the Brewers were started by the eventual commissioner at one point of MLB and Bud right. Selig, and that they used to be the Seattle Pilots. Like yeah.
25
Brewers,
years, no yeah. playoffs. He owns them. They get there. They win the division. They're in it almost every year, and because they don't win the World Series, people want these crazy wholesale changes if there's these expectations.
A slight edge in favor of Sprague, according to the fan vote, 51.6 to 48.4. Do TV shows need to keep you on your toesies? Yes or no?
We had one listener was like, he did the Office Space neighbor, like, what? No.
Oh, hell no.
No, man. No. I don't believe you get your ass kicked for that.
Whoop your ass for saying something dumb like
Dirt
that.
Dirt wants to be on his toesies.
I
want to
be on my toesies. I want to be on my toesies on a television show. Don't. I don't want to be able to predict the ending of the show.
Right.
62.5% of you agree with me that, yes, TV shows need to keep you on your toesies.
Mm.
And the thing I'm most proud about is me not thinking. I feel like I was thinking. I wasn't thinking, but I was thinking so much to me to where I was thinking. You can't hide yes. the fact that you're thinking. Is that a top five Blazer quote of all time?
It has to be.
90 to 10 is your early results on that one. We did have a power ranking of Blazer quotes. That was one, ball don't lie.
Yep.
Two, both teams played hard.
Yeah.
Three, thinking about.
Yeah, I think it's top five.
It's got to be top five.
It's pretty crazy. And by the way, good news, especially to our listeners. If you text GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 503-864-6326 now, you can enter to win for your chance to get a pair of tickets to the Portland Golf Show February 28th to March 2nd. Head to 1080thefan.com for details. That's GOLF, G-O-L-F.
Boom goes the dynamite. Listener does point out the Brewers have actually been to a World Series. Mariners are the only team in baseball. That
oh, yeah.
Boom.
No, it shots fired. It's sad.
Forgot that.
I mean, the Brewers are good.
They're the only ones. They're the
good.
Only ones left. How does it feel to be the only one in baseball that's never been to a World Series?
You'd rather be the Pirates without Skeens or the Brewers every year. You'd rather be the Brewers.
Everybody else has been there.
They're the only one. Never been.
Well, the Mariners owner says he wants to get there. He says it. Yeah. Talk is cheap.
Ooh, buddy. Hockey. Are we doing that hockey tonight?
I'll do that hockey.
I'll watch.
Let's go, baby. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Man, what if it's like a 5-1 blowout?
That would be a pretty big bummer.
Somebody starts a fight big bummer. Just because
at the end of the game.
It'll barely
around.
Be a footnote on the show tomorrow.
That would suck. Hopefully it lives up to the hype. USA Canada, 5 o'clock. It's not going to start at 5 o'clock. It'll be like a 5:20 start. But go there at 5 and see if we boo the national anthem. That'll be the opening drama.
I thought hockey was pretty good at starting when they say.
Yeah, it'd be 5:15. 5:15, 5:20 probably. You go at 5, there'll be like a 20-minute countdown probably on the ABC clock. But it is on ABC tonight. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.